We'll call to order the Legislative Energy Commission. And this is actually the first official meeting of the Legislative Energy Commission. So a lot of what we're doing tonight is really housekeeping and
right there.
Looking at a set of basic rules and making some decisions about the direction that we in which we go forward. So, you know, some members are eating. We have 10 members from the House and 10 members from the Senate representing areas that are designated in the statute, and those include chairs of the committees with primary jurisdiction over energy policy, and chairs or other members of committees with primary jurisdiction over environmental policy, agricultural policy, transportation policy, and a legislator who is a member of the Next Gen Energy Board. So the members have been appointed by either the Speaker or the Majority Leader. The House met and elected a chair, Representative Bill Hilty, and the Senate met and elected a chair, myself, Yvonne Petrosolan. I have passed out to you a copy of the statute that governs our origination and our existence, and also some proposed rules that Representative Hilty had put together. I think they're a good starting point for us, and what I would like to do is appoint a subcommittee to look at these rules to make recommendations regarding any changes or expansions of these rules. And I'm wondering if anybody here is interested in volunteering for such a role. I think that Representative Hilty and I will co-chair the Rules Committee, but we probably should have two or three members from each the House and the Senate. Anybody interested in this dry and boring job?
Madam Chair.
Senator Rosen.
What does the committee do again? I'm sorry, I was...
Be looking at the proposed rules governing the Legislative Energy Commission.
Madam Chair, I'll be on it.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Okay. Representative Knuth and Representative Westrum.
I'm just looking to talk. I'm going to volunteer Representative Beard. He's not here. So. But if he doesn't like it, you can send him to my office.
Madam Chair, I think that would be a good choice. I would second that.
And Representative Junkie, did you have a recommendation also? Okay. Is there a member of the majority party in the Senate that would like to be a member?
Who's not here? There don't seem to be too many of us here, Madam Chair.
Or Representative Westrum did and appoint one of your members that are missing.
That tends to result in reciprocity in the Senate, Madam Chair.
Madam Chairman, we'll take two.
I can do that with you, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Now what I'd like you to do is to look at the duties of the Legislative Energy Commission, starting in Subdivision 3 on page 1 of the handout. Maybe you want to take a few minutes to read that over. But I think what we would like to do is to get a sense of how you see us moving forward with these duties. And also, if there are some particular topics or areas that you think you'd like to see the Legislative Energy Commission take up? I think that the question has come up about we're really wanting this to be a working commission, one that recognizes the role as one of significance. We'd like to be able to delve into issues and really understand them fully so that we can make recommendations to the legislature about future direction. And so we're wanting to, I guess, impress upon you and ourselves the fact that we take this charge seriously. Yeah. There already have been some bills introduced in this year's legislature that have assigned duties to the Legislative Energy Commission.
Madam Chair.
Senator Deal.
Madam Chair, when are we going to have a hearing on the nuclear power issue?
Well, that's a good segue because Representative Hilty was going to address that. Representative Hilty.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator Dill, I'm not sure that all of the bills have companions in the Senate, but in the House we have had seven separate bills introduced, all basically identical, proposing to repeal the moratorium on certificates of need for nuclear power facilities. I made commitments in the last session to authors of similar bills that we would hear this in my committee, and I felt that the Legislative Energy Commission was an appropriate venue for such a hearing, in particular because, first of all, we have more time. Also, we do, as a commission, have some funds available to pay for travel expenses for expert witnesses. And so what we have scheduled currently is on March 25th, we have a meeting of the commission scheduled, devoted entirely to this issue. We have invited expert testimony. How I am following this up with my Energy Committee in the House is that I have invited the members of the Energy Committee to join us for that commission hearing as a joint meeting so that they can avail themselves of that testimony. And then the following day or the day after, depending on our ability to schedule the room, we will have a meeting of my committee to take additional public testimony on those bills, and I ask the proponents to get together and decide which of the seven bills they wanted to have heard, since they're all the same. It hardly would make any sense to have each of the, well, there are only six authors. Each of the authors present their own bill, so presumably they have gotten together and decided on that, and I have committed in my committee that we will take testimony and we will act on whichever bill they want us to act on.
Senator Dill.
Yeah, thank you. I have one of the bills in the Senate to repeal the prohibition on nuclear power plant construction. Senator Yvonne Prettner-Solon, how many bills do we have in the Senate?
We have seven, but one was withdrawn. So we now have six.
Okay.
So apparently they all have a Senate companion, because my counting of seven was with one that had been withdrawn as well.
Madam Chair.
Senator Senjum.
And to Representative Hilty, I think you mentioned early on in your comments a timetable for doing that, but it slipped by me. Is this somewhat imminent or next couple of weeks or?
Madam Chair, Senator Sundrum, March 25th.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you.
I believe 6:30 p.m.
Any further discussion or?
Well, Madam Chair, if you're still looking for ideas, you know, I guess.
Senator Coakley.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. You know, the whole, you know, what, are there any barriers in the state? I was just asking Mr. Fuller a little bit before we started that would prevent, you know, a rural electric co-op or any other utility from installing geothermal for an entire community that would like to have that. You know, I mean, is that a topic that we need to look at, or could we do some research on, you know, if there are barriers and what they are and how those might be overcome, or if there needs to be legislation offered that would overcome that? You know, those kinds of questions.
Geothermal is certainly an area that would come under this committee and certainly something that we could take up. I think that's what we're wanting to do, is to generate some ideas of what this committee would like to look at least for the next year, and maybe prioritize those, identify how often you want to meet. We were thinking that we'd like to meet at least monthly during session, maybe more often during the interim.
Well,
but it's up to the committee.
Yeah, I guess, you know, that. Well, that's one idea, Madam Chair. I did have another one if you want to take those.
I'll give you two, and then there are other people that want
sure.
to speak, too.
Sure. No, that's fine. I guess on the other one, I guess, you know, I'm just wondering, you know, the cost of the photovoltaic cells for solar energy came down pretty substantially last year, and they're predicted to do that again this year. So I guess I'm just wondering if we should take a look at the whole solar industry. It's pretty much in its infancy here in Minnesota, and explore any possibilities that might be out there to move that industry along. I think with the federal stimulus bill, it sounds like there are incentives there to install that, whether it be on a business or a private home. So I think it's another topic that could be looked at.
Okay, thank you. Representative Westrum, and then Representative Knuth and Junkie.
Madam Chair, following up on the nuclear issue first, Representative, I have two-part question. I'll just ask it. You can both answer. Representative Hilty, it sounded like your plan is then to try to put a bill together and vote on it or act on it, and if it would pass out, it would meet the deadline. Is that correct? And Representative or Senator Solem, do you have any plans in the Senate of hearing a similar type bill and maybe acting on it before deadlines with the nuclear moratorium issue?
Sure. Representative Hilty.
Well, Madam Chair, Representative Westrum, I did not anticipate that the commission would have a bill or vote on the issue. We do have bills before the committee, and as my understanding in the discussion with the various authors, that it was agreeable to them to use the commission as a venue for testimony and discussion of the issue, and we have the opportunity to have expert testimony, and then it was my intention to treat whichever bill the proponents wanted to go forward with in the ordinary manner, give it a hearing with public testimony in the Energy Policy and Finance Division, and presumably take it to a vote.
Madam Chair, Representative Hilton, And I just was following up on what you said. It sounded from what I heard you say that within it, maybe the next day, potentially capitalizing on the same witnesses. I'm inferring from that. I don't know. But within a day or two, you were talking. Did I hear that right or not?
Madam Chair, Representative Westrom, that's correct. That was the thought, that if there are witnesses that have come from some distance to testify, that if they wanted to be available, at least perhaps not to repeat testimony, since hopefully our committee will be in attendance at the initial testimony, but at least to answer questions or be available, we would do that. And of course, the schedule is kind of tight since we're coming up against first deadline, which is another reason for having the meeting to actually take up the bill on either the 26th or the 27th, which I believe is the date of the first deadline.
And Representative Westrom and other committee members, it had been my intention, it has been my intention, to give a full hearing to nuclear energy in our committee. My concern was that I really felt it needed to be a full hearing. I would like to look at least I've never had a thorough overview of nuclear energy, and so I thought it was important to get as much information as possible. A number of things have come up, of course, this year, including the budget and the stimulus bill, that have taken precedence, and they've pushed some things aside. And in discussions with Representative Hilty, it seemed advisable to have much of that hearing take place in the LAC. So the trouble is that it falls in the middle of the first deadline week. And so my thought was that if we heard on Wednesday testimony from some of the experts or consultants that would be flown in and others, and Representative Hilty is planning on meeting the first deadline, then we'd still have time during second deadline in the Senate to hear the bill.
Thank you.
Representative Knuth.
Thank you, Madam Chair. To try to broaden it from the focus on nuclear in the next few weeks, obviously we've requested many reports, and we've talked about lots of reports, and we all have a stack on our desk that we could probably be reading and may or may not be. I think it would be useful to have an update on some of the huge amounts of work that have already gone into thinking about our state's energy and climate future, particularly the Minnesota Climate Change Advisory Group. I know you had a bill to have a report back on that every year or two from the PCA, and I would think that would be a great thing for us to be looking at each year. And then the Midwestern Greenhouse Gas Accord, which I was very happy our governor signed, and they're making progress and should be coming out with. They've come out with their initial recommendations. That's something we could perhaps hear in this commission, because that wasn't well publicized. And then we could, when they come out with the model rule in the next few months, look at that as well. Then I think you mentioned the stimulus. I think I've been reading reports from other states of many more appointed people and oversight people when it comes to stimulus, and people looking strategically at how to go after those funds, and I think having some conversations with our agency, the Commerce Department and the Office of Energy Security, about their needs to capitalize on those funds and to make sure that they're being used well would be very useful.
Okay. Senator Junkie, or Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, I just want to say I think this is going to be the place to be the next couple of years. I think this will be an exciting group when we talk about renewables and green energy and how that plays into the electric realm out there. I think we have a lot of interesting things to do. Following up what he was a representative when I met him too, Kubley said, and expanding somewhat, not only solar, but I'd like to see this committee sometime over the next year or so get a full report on nanotechnology. I think it's something we don't talk enough about in this state because, frankly, our institutions aren't involved with the research. But as we know, whether it's battery technology or solar or a myriad of other things in the energy field, I believe from what I've heard and seen that nanotechnology is just ready to explode over the next few years. And I think it behooves us to get a real sense from some experts around the area and around the country on what we can expect to see that will enhance our technologies over the next few years so we can be planning that way too and not just sitting in a vacuum. So I'm looking forward to maybe some discussions on some new technologies that are just on the horizon, ready to move in. And I also would hope that, and I suspect we will, that this will be a real hands-on committee, not only bringing experts in here, but I would hope we get out in touch and feel some of these energy sites and energy technologies and research that's going on beyond the walls of this Capitol, too.
Representative Hilty.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Obviously, we have a number of people lined up to speak, and I expect to hear a lot more good suggestions about what we ought to be doing. But I thought before we get totally immersed in that perhaps I should say a couple of things generally about the concept of the commission, since, as many of you know, I was sort of the lead on creating the Energy Commission, transforming the previously existing Legislative Electric Energy Task Force into this commission. And my idea in doing that was that everything that I was learning about energy suggested that almost any energy issue is sort of inextricably related to every other one. The charge of the, pardon the pun, of the Electric Energy Task Force was a focus entirely upon how electric energy is generated in the state, and I thought that was much too narrow a focus. And also, quite frankly, I think there was a period of time when, for any number of reasons, that the task force sort of lost its way or decided that there wasn't that much to talk about at the time. I think that we have certainly entered a period in which there's an awful lot to talk about. I have tried to find out as much as I could about how current commissions within the legislature, other commissions, operate, and how some that have existed in the past and ceased to exist have operated. And I think that there are some good models there. The rules that we proposed as a starting point for rules discussion was kind of extracted from practices of a number of other commissions. And I think that particularly some of the commissions that have existed in the past that have kind of run their course are maybe among the best examples that we have. There was a Solid Waste Commission and the Water Commission. I can't remember what the exact title of that body was, but what they did is serve as a forum in which people did bring ideas and proposals. And what they did and what I would like to see this commission do is focus on evolving a vision for the energy future of the state. In the committees that in which we serve, we're almost entirely reactive. Somebody brings a legislative proposal, we hear a bill, we debate its merits, and it passes or it doesn't. But it's very rare that any of those bills are heard in a discussion that goes beyond their particular merits. And I think that we need to have some way of having policy discussions that actually create a comprehensive vision. Now, how do all of these elements, like the ones that have been suggested already this evening, fit into some coherent, comprehensive vision for the energy future of the state? That would be my hope for what this commission can do, that in a way we would function the way the pension commission does in having proposals brought to us, discussed in terms of an overall policy vision, and make recommendations to the committees of the legislature that have to act on those bills. I had a discussion this morning with Linda Taylor, who I think most of the members of the committee know, who way back in her history worked in House Research and was part of the staff for the Solid Waste Commission. And one of the things that Ms. Taylor pointed out, and she's here this evening and I'm sure would be available to answer questions if members have them, was that what that commission did, and it kind of evolved into that, is my understanding, is it became kind of the focus point for legislation that dealt with the waste and recycling issues. Didn't pass bills, didn't in that way interfere with the legislative process, but it was the venue for taking the time to have comprehensive discussions about those issues, that we're not constrained by committee deadlines, we're not constrained by the next bill on the agenda. And that's really my hope for this commission, that we can, in a somewhat informal way, just have the discussion that we need to have about how can all of these issues that are impinging upon us come together and be sorted out into some kind of a sensible vision for the future that is not, you know, focused on the end of the session, but, you know, the middle of the century at least. Madam Chair, thank you for indulging me.
Well, thank you. No, thank you. It's always helpful, Representative Hilty, to have perspectives and to help us get focused on how we go forward here, too. Representative, or Senator Rosen.
Madam Chair, thank you. And thank you, Representative Hilty. I think you defined our parameters or goals or for the future very well, I'm sure there'll be a lot more creative ideas that'll be coming out because of what you just said. I did have a couple ideas, and one was in response to Representative Junkie's idea about the nanotechnology, which I've had the privilege of carrying that legislation for the last several years, and I think it'd be great to have reports and reviews from various working groups, especially yours, Representative Junkie, and Senator Anderson's NextGen board, a review from them, what's happening in that area. Also bring in the BioBusiness Alliance to talk about the work that's going on in biotechnology, and they are really making some strides in that area, and they have got everybody at the table, which is interesting, even nanotechnology. So they're all talking at once, so they're all moving forward in one step. So that's pretty exciting. And we're trying to get a vision, it's always been kind of piecemealed as far as direction for biotechnology, so we're trying to get a direction in that area also. But I think that fits so well into the energy and the electric discussion, and along with nuclear. I mean, that's at the table also. But my suggestions, and I have several, and we've talked about this before, Madam Chair, is the smart grid, a field trip to Boulder, Colorado. But no, I'm serious. But there's a lot of information about smart grid, that a lot of questions. How does it work? And I can't answer those. I have a tremendous interest in that arena and how it got started. The other area I'd like to look into is what I believe it was Otter Tail that did the focus in that one community. Is it in your district, Senator Kubley, about energy efficiency, and they're directing it in that? I'd love to hear more how they got that started, who are the players, you know, what they're expecting, the results they've already seen. I mean, that's just a fascinating project to me to see how they are integrating and working with energy efficiency. And I think that's an important discussion at the table, is energy efficiency. My other two field trips, suggestions, or whatever, is the natural gas explosion in North Dakota. I'd love to know more about that, the technology that came about to discover this huge, big surplus of natural gas and where it's heading, how it affects Minnesota and our energy needs. And also, I know very little, and I don't know if anybody else around this table knows a lot about the coal recovery and the technology that is happening in that arena and how that's developing with technology. So those are about 15 suggestions right there.
Senator or Representative Hornstein.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just quickly, I think that Representative Hilty made so many good points about kind of thinking more broadly. And one of my concerns in the energy area is that we've seemed to have siphoned out transportation and how important part of the broader energy picture that is. And we have low carbon fuel standards. Senator Dibble and I have legislation about electric cars. And I think that transportation is increasingly a part of this whole conversation about energy. And so from that perspective, I want to make sure we don't ignore that piece and be very proactive and hear proposals that, you know, link energy and transportation a lot more directly.
Yeah, thank you. Senator Dahl.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll have to concur with the rest of us on Representative Hilty's kind of vision. I like that. I think that's what we want to do, is at least that's what I'd like to see, is us looking further into the future, taking advantage of some of the opportunities without having the constraints. And I'm thinking we should have a short-term vision and a long-term vision with this and the subjects that we look at. And because part of us, what we should be doing, I think, is some little bit of oversight on some of the pieces that we're putting into play, the seabed projects, things like that, to see how they're doing, and taking more time to see, are they really working the way we kind of envisioned that they were supposed to work. And so, you know, we should look at the short-term things and the long-term things. The smart grid technology is a very good idea for us to be looking at, because that's coming, and we should anticipate it. The other thing that we should look at, I believe, is also examine our adjoining states and their policies and our policies and what impacts they have on each other, our relationships with each other, what the opportunities we could have as we go forward. I think those are going to be important, you know, not just the different technologies, but just our relationships with who we have surrounding us, because we're going to need those partners. I also think that, as we heard about nanotechnology, the emerging technologies are coming out, maybe just doing hearing from what research projects are out there, or visiting some of the research projects that are going on, what kind of dollars are being spent, or are we getting enough dollars in, are we, you know, helping to move that forward so that we can kind of stay in the thick of things. So, but I like the ideas we have, and Representative Hilty's kind of vision is, yeah, that's a good place to start from.
Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I promise I'll try to wrap it up here for you. But the couple things that were said in the area of transportation, if we are going to have a thorough and an honest discussion about transportation, then I believe we should have a thorough and honest discussion in the area of biofuels. And even Senator Dibble has come to me and asked, you know, we are getting a lot of issues that are dealing with the ethanol industry in particular, that and bills and legislation that's being pushed that's going to affect the ethanol industry. Now, I don't know if that's if we want to head down that path, but if we do go down the path of transportation, I think it's fair to have that honest discussion about our biofuels industry in the state too. And something that has not been said, but I think what Senator Dahl said that made me think about it is the surrounding states, what they're doing with their energy policy, and also how they're promoting energy development in their state and how it compares to Minnesota. And I've said before, and I'll say it again, I think we are lagging behind as far as our economic development, our push, our PR in this state compared to what the other states are doing. And we need to have an honest discussion about that, too.
Senator Dill.
Madam Chair, members, Senator Rosen hit on a subject I was going to hit on also, but the ethanol, biodiesel, biofuels industry in Minnesota has taken some hits from the University of Minnesota and others, and I think it would behoove us to get all the experts in one room on both sides of the issue and listen to both sides and try to figure out where the truth really lies in all this. But I think Senator Rosen said if we're going to talk about transportation, then we should talk about biofuels. But I think even if we don't talk about transportation, we should still talk about it because it's a very important part of what we've done so far in the state to promote homegrown energy. And I think it's wise for us to see where we're at before we proceed any further.
Any other? Senator Chaudhry.
Thanks, Madam Chair. Appreciate the opportunity. And thank you for the opportunity to talk. And just wanted to, first of all, vouch for some of the comments that Senator Rosen made. I have seen pictures of her timeshare in Colorado.
And, really?
Wonderful place for us to visit. And between her timeshare and Representative Horstein's electric cars, we could have a heck of a caravan out there. Would not take much money out of members' individual pocketbooks. So I would echo what Senator Rosen had to say. On the efficiency note, I think that's something that I'm very interested in as well. In our enabling statute, it is talks about the conservation of energy as being one of our charges, and I'm very interested in that. A lot of people are interested in the supply of energy. I have a particular interest in the uses of our energy and the level of our use. So demand, in other words, how we conserve our natural resources, how we conserve our uses of energy, and all the related topics. So, and one thing on a more practical suggestion, I was just wondering out loud if there is a more pressing opportunity given some of the federal stimulus dollars for weatherization and other energy initiatives, whether that might be something of immediate concern to the commission in hearing exactly what has been sent to Minnesota and in what form. Are the dollars all spoken for and neat, wrapped in a nice, neat bow, or do we need to, as a commission and a legislature and a government, make sure that that money is spent in the right places within the parameters that the federal government provided? I don't know. I'm not even sure what the amount of weatherization dollars that Minnesota got or the other energy things. So that might be something that we could look to hear about immediately if the chairs are interested. And it goes to the conservation thing. I honestly think that as we continue to push forward on all the new sources of energy, I think it's going to be in the end, I think it's going to be our uses of energy that make the most difference. And it's not going to be very it's not going to be very sexy. It's not going to be very interesting. It's not going to have much flash. It's going to be the weatherization. It's going to be the little It's going to be the heat exchange box that goes in and out of the air intake that can reduce heating costs by 70%. All of those things are going to help us match the output. If we're talking about today's terms, we're going to need to match the output of wind and solar, which is not as high as baseload sources, with dramatic increases in conservation or dramatic reductions in our use of energy. And it could be, we make fun of people who talk about making sure their tire gauges or tire pressure is set. But what if everyone in Minnesota put on a sweater and a pair of socks and turned their heat down 2 degrees? It'd make a big difference. Make a big difference. So a lot of those things are going to combine to actually make these alternative sources of energy really, really effective. So those are my thoughts on the matter. Thanks for the chance.
Madam Chair.
Senator.
Madam Chair, it would be even more interesting to get people to put on some long underwear and turn the heat down by 10 degrees. Make some real progress. You know, one thing that I've always been kind of troubled by are these goals that we set. And I'm not sure they're really based on a lot of thought. They just kind of sound kind of nifty. Like 25% renewable energies by the year 2025. I mean, how did we come up with that? I guess it's because it kind of has a nice ring to it. And maybe we need to check on that once in a while to see if that goal, if we're making our progress toward that goal, and if that goal is even reasonable. And then this goal of 80% reduction in CO2 or greenhouse gases by the year 2050, that seems like an almost impossible goal to reach. But I think we should kind of monitor that as we go along and see how we're doing, and maybe review some of those once in a while to see if they're reasonable.
Well, what I'm aware of is that we've broadened this committee from the LAETF, and so there are a number of different, there's transportation and what are the other fields?
Egg
and land use. There's a lot of different areas that we're now bringing into the fold here, and that what I realize is that some of us have really addressed most of this. And the questions you've raised, we've heard about it in our committees, whereas some of us are sitting on committees that don't have the availability of that information on a regular basis. And I think that might make it difficult for us in deciding how we focus, because certainly we don't want to be just repeating the work of our energy committees or our ag committees or whatever. The idea, too, what I heard was that we want to have we want to focus on comprehensive energy policy that's visionary, something that's meaningful and focused for the future. I've heard that we should have short-term vision and a long-term vision. And I've heard that people want this to be a hands-on committee and that we will hear from experts in the field as well as go on some field trips so that we can get out there and find out what's going on in the world. And the areas that have been addressed are nuclear energy, geothermal, the solar industry, including photovoltaic cells, getting annual reports of the reports that the legislature has commissioned, including the model rule that will be coming out in May or June or September or whenever. Finding out where the departments are in implementing and preparing for the stimulus money that's coming in. Nanotechnology, now that's one that I haven't had a lot of experience with. Smart grid and looking at community-wide energy efficiency. And then looking at new coal alternatives and the explosion of natural gas. I'm sure that was a
figurative,
right? So. And then transportation, land use, low carbon fuel, electric cars, biofuels, transit, and the level of supply, use, and demand on energy. Oh, nuclear energy, that was the first one that was out there. So that's an awful lot. Certainly, we can't do all of it. Perhaps the stimulus stuff is something that we already need to be in the process of and are unlikely to have enough meetings, really, to be very, very important, but probably should be dealt with at the legislative level instead. We may want at some point to get a report about how that stimulus money was used and have the department come in and talk with us about the effects of the stimulus funds. But I'm not sure that we can go beyond what our legislation is currently regarding the policy and the funding uses of it. And there are a number of bills that are out there right now. It's broad. This is a committee that will look at something broad. But I'm not sure where you want to go with this. I don't know if you want to prioritize those items or if you want to look at some futuristic goal, such as Representative Hilty has mentioned. Or where do you think our greatest focus should be at this time? And Representative Knuth and then Representative Westrum.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First, a comment on another addition to the list that we don't talk about. Well, and I'm probably not on the committee, so I don't hear, but just energy impacts of our food system, that kind of our most basic, how we live energy as humans, and they're very tied up in our other energy systems. And so just how that might affect how much energy is used, security, nutrition, those sorts of things. Are all interrelated. But in terms of the broader vision, I think this is, I'd echo Representative Junkie about this is going to be the place to be in the next few years. And right now we're kind of throwing out ideas. It feels kind of like we're thinking about how bills might work or somewhat, there's some a little broader, but stepping back from that is how we organize in a way that allows us to get different results than your average committee or how we can commit to doing that as individuals and how we can set up infrastructure around us to make that happen. And I'm not sure exactly how to do that. I think staffing in the right way would be helpful. Committing to keep up on certain reading or prioritizing that. I think probably some travel together, you get a little bit of different way of interacting. Trying to think about places or institutions that, and the legislature is inherently kind of a slow, old infrastructure organization to it. But I just try to have the commission think about how we can structure ourselves in ways that we can expect different results coming out of the commission. But I'm not quite sure what that is.
Okay. Representative Westrum?
Madam Chair, maybe just a suggestion on prioritizing. Maybe in the next few days or week, if people have other thoughts, or maybe we could send a list around and people could add to it. And my suggestion might be then do what, at least in the House, happens in some bonding committees or finance committees for bonding projects. Once we've got a list that people have been able to react and add to if they have other thoughts in the next week or so, maybe give everybody a list and have us prioritize and see as a committee or commission how, you know, does the stimulus come out on top? Is it nuclear on top? Is it whatever? Just a suggestion.
Good idea. Thank you. Senator Dahl.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think going back to what I said earlier about kind of a shorter term vision in the long term, that there's some certain things that we should be doing. If we're going to meet every month, for instance, you know, maybe for the next 6 months, we have things that are current projects already going out there, like we mentioned seabed or some things like that, that we know we should look at and see that they're working properly and get those out of the way. You know, if we're going to deal with them, let's deal with them now and then make our recommendations for next year or whatever. But take care of those now because they're hot and they're fresh right now and they're ongoing. things like nuclear energy, I know it's the hot topic to talk about now, but it's not something that's going to happen for 15 years. So we can discuss it 6 months from now or a year from now. It doesn't have to be the thing that we have to deal with right now. And prioritize in that way. What things are we working on right now that have immediate impact? Talk about energy efficiencies. Well, we know that the utilities are talking about how do we get out to folks that way, and how do we, you know, I know it's a bill, Madam Chair, that you have and I have as well. I'm not sure who's carrying on the House that is going to would suggest we look at through this commission how we can do education programs and outreach through the utilities so that we can make those behavior changes, I guess, for lack of a better word, that people are going to institute in their lives to take advantage of the new energy. And those are things that have an immediate impact, so we should be looking at those first. And then, you know, a year from now or 9 months, whenever it might be, look at the things that are a little bit further out on the time horizon. That would be my suggestion.
Representative Hilty.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to kind of follow up on what I said earlier. A few weeks ago, Representative Wagenius in the House devoted a committee hearing to a report from professors from the University of Minnesota and what they had done is do a survey of, I think it was about 1,500 people, if I recall correctly. I think some of the members of the commission are on that committee. Anyway, what they asked respondents to do, and this was kind of a select group of local officials and other people of some prominence in communities, he asked them to develop a vision of what living in Minnesota would be like in the year 2050, and further to back up from that and ask what they would like to have, given the vision that they had, their expectations of what was going to evolve at that point, back up from that and ask what they wish the legislature had done in 2010 to facilitate or prevent that vision. I think that's a pretty accurate description. Representative Knuth, I know, was part of that hearing. She might want to add something to that. But I think that was a really valuable exercise, because one of the things that emerged from that was that there was a whole range of scenarios imagined, from kind of almost utopian ones in which everything is working just great to ones in which the assumption was that almost nothing is working right. And I think it would be a good exercise for members of this commission, and perhaps we could even get some help from the folks from the university that were involved in that exercise to do that for ourselves and bring those visions to this commission. If we're going to be talking about policy ongoing and a vision for the future, something that we can come to at least some sort of agreement about what direction we think we need to go and what things would get us there, I think that would be a valuable first step. I would like to suggest that. I'd be happy to follow up with the university people whose names I can't remember at the moment and see if they would be interested in helping facilitate that.
That brings us to a bit of a budgetary matter. I know that you want to bring in some experts in the area of nuclear energy. We only have $75,000 in our budget right now. And and spending may be an issue. And I don't know, I honestly don't know what kind of limitations we have on our spending in regards, we do have a hiring freeze and a wage freeze in place in the Senate. And I don't know about the House right now. And we also have, I mean, you're paying for your meals tonight, which we normally, and I had promised the Senate we would pay for, but we're not allowed to do that under the constraints of our current economic situation. So it might be better for us just to work with our committee and ask for what recommendations people have on how to proceed in these areas and see how far we can get within our committee first before we invite some people in to do that type of visionary processing with us.
Well, Madam Chair, if that's a question about the process that the university did, I'm not sure that there would be any cost involved in that, but I'd be happy to pursue that. As far as the budgetary question in general is concerned, as I think members are aware, we do have assessment authority in our neighborhood legislation, which is up to $250,000 a year. And we have distributed, and I think that I don't wish to, push anything at this meeting, but we did distribute a document that is entitled The Need for an Executive Director, which evolved from discussions that we had in the House, and I think we had a somewhat general consensus among the House members that this was a direction that at some point we really needed to go. And in the discussions that I have had with current and former commission members or people that have had that experience, I think that there's a pretty general consensus that ultimately the success of a legislative commission or any body of this nature really depends on having a dedicated staff that does have the kind of competence that is needed to stay on top of these issues and organize for the commission. I would hope that members would take the time to read through this document, which I think pretty well outlines a little bit of the history of the LEETF and at least I think our consensus view on what we need to do moving forward. And Madam Chair, I'm not sure that hiring freezes or budgetary concerns that are related to the general fund really have anything to do with what we can or cannot do as part of this commission.
Any discussion? Representative Knuth.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I'm not, I think we need to work out the hiring freeze and the budget issues, but with the assessment authority, and I think that huge task this commission has, I think we want to make sure we have every tool we need to be successful. And we still probably need to define success a little bit, but I think having and we all get pulled in 10 different directions, and having someone whose job it is to make sure we're successful, which is kind of how I would look at the executive director position, could be very useful.
And I might suggest that it might be a good idea for us to put together a budget first so that we know how we're operating here. Because I've heard people talk about wanting experts and wanting field trips and wanting staff. And so we do have limited funds. Even our appropriation is limited, so we do need to prioritize some of that.
Madam Chair, in that regard, When we dealt with the bill that created this commission in the House, we did have a fiscal note, which was done in some detail, which was based on the assumption that we would hire staff. And it sort of did a budget projection for the commission based on the assumptions that the creator of that note was making at the time, and I think that came through the Legislative Coordinating Commission. I neglected to bring that with me this evening, but I'd be happy to distribute a copy of that to all the members of the commission. I think that would be a good starting point for any budgetary considerations, because it was fairly thoroughly done, and I thought pretty well thought out in terms of the assumptions that seemed reasonable at the time.
And I'm not speaking against hiring staff, because I think there comes a point when we will be clear enough about where we want to go, and we'll be able to give some direction to staff about, you know, what we want to do in the future. I just don't think that we have our identity together yet, nor our budget, and I think that there are a lot of things that we need to identify before we would go ahead and hire staff. I don't think that we could keep staff busy yet at this point, but I, you know, depending on how active we are, that could come sooner or later. Other discussion? Senator Dahl.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On this issue with the whether an executive director would be necessary, it seems to me at some point that might be the case. My initial thought is that you know, the two chairs are not here just because they want to run a meeting. So you're passionate about these issues, and that I think that alone, that a passion and energy should carry us for a little while anyway, given our budget constraints. And there's going to be a kind of a ramp-up time anyway for us to get, you know, touch the different issues that everybody wants to talk about, and we'll start to filter through what an executive director, if we were to go this route, would actually do and be able to help us go forward. I think the money that we would spend on an executive director would be better spent on doing a field trip or bringing in experts, things like that, to really get us all kind of on the same page with language. And then at a point, maybe, again, this time next year, we would be at a point where we could look at whether an executive director would be appropriate to bring in, because we'd have a little more direction as to where we want to go from here. We'd have done the visioning process and things like that, and really have a better clue. So that's my initial thoughts about an executive director.
Well, why don't we start with the process? And I liked Representative Westrom left, but I liked his idea. And what we will do is send out a list, circulate it to the members, of the ideas that have been generated so far, ask you for input on what you think is important, if you think there's anything that was left off the list that should be included, or something you just feel has no place on this list. Send that back to us. And then once we have a more clarified list, we'll send out another list and ask you to prioritize what you think is important. And we'll try to do this as quickly as possible, so that we can start moving as quickly as possible. Senator Rosen.
Madam Chair, thank you. I was going to speak earlier, but I believe Senator Dahl said it very well, so I deferred to his comments about the short-term goals and then the long-term vision that Representative Hilty was talking about. And I think that should be a part of this list, is what do we want to look at in the immediate future, and then long-term start really having a passionate talk about our long-term goals. I think we can make that distinction in our list. That's what I would like to see. Yeah.
Any other suggestions or wishes for how we should proceed? Senator Senger.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I've listened, and I've not heard anything that I don't agree with. So I may not have much to offer, but I'll say it anyway. I think that it's important for this commission to, if you will, kind of rise above, and it's awfully easy working in this building and carrying our titles to fall back into being senators or representatives, and maybe when we come to this meeting, we ought to be commissioners, and and all be equal in that respect. But I think going back, going back to what Representative Hilty, I think, said some time ago, an hour or so ago, was that let's make this thing something special, and let's look at, if you will, the big picture. Let's look at Minnesota, what we have, where we need to go, and how we need to get there. And as I look at the legislation relative to this, it seems like we study and make recommendations for legislation, and I'm sure that's going to be true a lot of times, but we might also make recommendations in the area of perhaps education, and we may find ourselves at time being valuable in terms of being a mediator for warring parties, if you will, be it CapEx 2000 or whatever it might be. I think there's a lot of roles to this thing that maybe go well beyond simply the legislative arena, and I hope that there is. And but in the end, you know, I think the bottom line is safe, reliable, and inexpensive energy as we carry our state forward, and jobs being the bottom line. If this state's going to compete on into the future and in a national, international economy, energy's awfully important. And cheap, reliable, and safe energy is important. So I just hope we can maybe kind of elevate ourselves just a little bit beyond just the legislative tables that we sit in, and let's just view this table as being a little bit one step higher, and for at least this subject at this time, maybe we can in some way be the board of directors for the legislative activity that occurs around here.
Other comments? I think what I'd like to do at this time is to ask the public if there's anything that you'd like to share. I ask you to be brief. But if you think there's something that's glaringly missing, if you'd like to come forward, identify yourself, and offer your suggestions. Well, we may have caught you off guard. But I think what we'd like to do is to make it a part of our regular commission meetings, that there be a short period at the end for public input, so you could keep that in mind, too. I think then we'll proceed as I outlined, and Representative Hilty will check with the university, see whether there's some way we can get some guidance there, too. And the next meeting of this commission will be on March 25th, 6:30 in the evening. Room 200 in the state office building. It will be on nuclear energy. And if there is nothing further, we'll adjourn the meeting then. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Right. Exactly. Exactly.